Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Apple This podcast. My name is Lisette Chaperonnier. This episode is one for the word lovers among you because I'm going to be demonstrating the iOS app terminology. Terminology is a dictionary, thesaurus, reference app, and research tool. It's free, but there is an optional in-app purchase. With the free version, you get a dictionary and a thesaurus with not only definitions and synonyms, but also other word relations, such as more specific and less specific. If you get the in-app purchase, you can extend terminology and link it into other apps and websites. And the way that works is that when you're looking up a word, it will show you links to various other services such as Google or Wikipedia or other dictionaries. So if you wanted to, say, search Wikipedia for the term you're looking at now, you'd just tap on that link to Wikipedia and it would bring up the Wikipedia page for the term you've just searched for. So it's a great way to search multiple sources for the same term without having to go into all of those websites and apps separately and look it up in each one. So I'm going to show you the dictionary that comes with terminology by default, and then I'm going to show you how to add a website to terminology so that you can access it quickly whenever you search a term within the app. So I'm on my home screen now with terminology selected, ready to launch.
Terminology pronounced dimmed button.
So it's landed us on the pronounce button, which is dimmed because we're not looking up a word at the moment. So I'm going to flick right until I find the search button.
Notes, dimmed. Add to favorites, search, button. Search text field, is editing. Search, insertion point at start, quick nav off.
And I'm going to be showing you the definitions screen. So I want a word that has lots of different definitions, so I'm going to type in the word set.
Set, text field.
And then I just pressed enter. So to find my search results, I'm going to go to the top of the screen with either the four-finger tap at the top or the control up arrow.
Quick nav on, pronounce, dimmed, button.
And just flick to the right until we find the word set.
Notes, add to favorite, word search, btn does me, set. Selected, set.
And now let's go to the right again until we find the definitions.
Pronounce, note, add, home, copied, look up, which, edit, down, heading.
I've gone through a few screen elements quite fast and I will go back and go through them a little bit later on. But we've just come to a heading that says noun. So as you probably guessed, that's going to show us all the definitions of the word set as a noun. There is a heading further down for all the definitions as a verb, but VoiceOver doesn't seem to like navigating by heading, but it is there. So I will go to the right and we will find the first definition of set as a noun.
One, a group of things of the same kind that belong together and are so used. A set of books, a set of golf clubs, a set of teeth.
And go to the right again.
Less specific. Actions available. Collection, link. Aggregation, link. Accumulation, link. Assemblage, link. More specific. Dentition, link. Teeth, link. Singleton, link. Pair, link, brace, link, trio, link, triad, members, volume, link. Use the rotor to access links. 2, mathematics, an abstract collection of numbers or symbols. The set of prime numbers is infinite.
So now we're on to our second definition, and as we were just browsing those more specific and less specific words, you may have noticed that each one was a link. And we can tap on any of those links and go to the word linked. So let's find another link. Let's go to the right again.
Less specific. Abstraction. Link. Abstract entity. Double tap to toggle link.
So if we wanted to go to the word abstract entity and look at the definition of that, all we need to do is turn the rotor to links.
Character. Links.
And flick down.
Abstraction. Link. Abstract entity. Link.
Tap on the link.
Abstract entity.
And now we're in the definition. So if we and we just flick to the right again until we find it.
One, a general concept formed by extracting common features from specific examples.
And this page is going to look the same as the last one with our less specific and more specific and all of those things. So I'm going to go back to the top of the screen.
Abstract entity.
And we'll go through what's on the screen apart from definitions. So first is the word that you're looking at the definition of.
Pronounce button.
Pronounce, this uses the built-in text-to-speech.
Pronounce. Abstract entity.
Which it did, but VoiceOver talked over it a bit.
Notes button.
Here you can add your own notes to any term. So if you press on this, the text field will come up, you type in your notes, press the done button, and then when you come back to this term, if you press notes again, you can see the notes that you made on that term previously.
Add to favourites button.
If you're looking at a term that you look up quite often, you can add it to your favourites.
Home button.
And go back to the screen that the app launched to.
Copy to clipboard button.
Or copy the word you're looking up.
Look up.
Now we're on to our actions, our links into different services, and if you've got the paid version of the app, you can customise these, so what you see in your copy of the app might not be exactly the same as what I've got here. But just to give you an example, look up is my first one, and that will look up the word in the iOS system dictionary.
Wikipedia. Dictionary. Google.
And then you can look up this term on any of those websites. So as we're looking at the term abstract entity now, if I was to press this Google link, it would then Google abstract entity.
Edit. Dimmed. Button.
Now that's where we go to customize these links. VoiceOver says dimmed, but it isn't.
Down.
And of course, we're on our definition now, so I'm going to skip through that.
One sim less n relic abstract other resources heading.
And here we've got some more links to websites where we can look this term up.
Item in line right arrow. IMDb right arrow. Wolfram Alpha right arrow. Wernicke right arrow. Oxford right arrow. Act back button.
And then we've got a back button.
Forward dimmed. Button.
And a forward button, which work in very much the same way as the back and forward buttons on your browser. So if we wanted to go back to the definition of set, which we were looking at before, we could press this back button.
Search button.
Or go back to the search screen.
Favorites button.
And here's where we access our favorites list.
History button.
And as the name suggests here, you can see all the terms you've looked up in the past.
Share button.
Or share the term you're looking up.
Settings button.
And the settings screen. So if we want to add another website to terminology to give us a quick link so we can search for the current term on that website, we first need to go out of terminology and visit that website because we need to find the URL that we need to give to terminology. So, as an example, I'm going to be using a website that I use quite often, the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, which is a great free resource for anyone who's interested in philosophy. But the same procedure will work on most websites. So, whichever websites you want to have quick access to, this procedure that I'm going to show you should work. So I'm going to go out of terminology, I'm going to command tab to Safari where I've already got the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy open.
Home screen, abstract entity, Safari, back, button.
And now we need to search the website. So I'm going to go to the search field.
Search tab, search field. Double tap to edit.
Double tap on the search.
Insertion point at end. Quick nav off.
And it doesn't matter what we search for. We just need to remember what it was that we searched. So I'm going to search ethics.
Quick nav on, back, button.
Now we need to get the URL of this search results page so we can paste it into terminology. So I'm going to press share and then copy.
Forward, show bookmark, share, button, share. AirDrop recipient, no one, Lazette, messy, map, save, more, add to rip, add bookmark, add to copy, oh, copy, button, drag, back, button.
And now I'm going to go back to terminology.
Terminology. Terminology, abstract entity.
And now we need to find this edit button.
Pronounce, button.
So I'm just going to flick right until I find it.
Notes, add to home, copy, lookup, wiki, wiki, Google, edit, dimmed, button.
And as I mentioned before, this button is dimmed, or VoiceOver says it is, but it actually isn't. So if we try to double tap it as normal,
edit, dimmed.
VoiceOver doesn't like it, but we can double tap and hold.
Done. Button.
And now we're in the screen where you can add different links to websites or different actions. And if you listen to my podcast on Drafts 5, or if you've used Drafts, this concept should be familiar to you because this app was made by the same developer. So I'm going to go and add an action that we'll look up in the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy.
Actions, heading, add, button, add action, quick nav off.
So we've got some choices here.
Quick nav on, action library, button, new custom action, button.
A new custom action is what we want, so I'm going to tap on that.
Cancel, button.
And again, we just flick to the right.
Edit action, heading, save, button. Identification, heading, name, untitled, text field, double tap to edit, insertion point at end,
so
quick nav off.
We need to give it a name.
Untitled, selection deleted.
So I'm going to call it Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy.
Quick nav on, clear text. Button, short name, untitled, text field, insertion point at end, quick nav off.
It's asking for a short name. I'm not sure why it asks for a long name and a short name, but I will.
Untitled, selected, it's a long name, so selection
I'll just
deleted.
Put in a short name here, S-E-P.
Quick nav on, clear text, button, template, heading.
Template, this is the important bit, and this is where we paste in this URL that we just copied from the website.
Text field. Double tap to edit. Use a rotor to access insertion point at end. Quick nav off.
So, when VoiceOver reads the URL, we need to listen out for our search term that we entered, which was ethics.
Ethics.
And VoiceOver didn't read the whole thing, so I'll go and read it then.
Quick nav on. Template text field is editing. https://platostanford.edu/search/searcher/by:query=ethics. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
And now where...
Use a rotor to access misspelled words.
Where it says ethics, we need to replace that with a code that will tell terminology to... That's where it needs to put in the URL the term that we're searching for. So I'll turn off quick.
Quick nav off.
I'm going to
bottom of document.
Delete ethics.
S-C-R-A-T, cabby.
And replace it with left square bracket, term, right square bracket. And that will go to the URL that we've just given it, except that it will replace that code, that left square bracket, term, right square bracket, with whatever we've just looked up. So I'm going to come out of this now. I'm going to go and find the save button.
Quick nav on.
By going to the top.
Cancel button.
And flicking to the right until we find it.
Edit action. Hit save button. Save done button.
And then press the done to get out of this action screen.
Done. Abstract entity.
And now we're back on our definition page of abstract entity, and I'm guessing that the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy will have something to say about abstract entities. So if I want to find out, I just find my SEP link. So I'm going to flick to the right until I find it.
Pronounce, note, add of home, copy, look up, Wikipedia, which, Google, SEP.
There it is. So I tap on that.
SEP.
And it should have loaded a page, so I'll go back to the top.
Abstract entity. Print note. Add of home. Copy. Look up. Wikipedia. Wiktionary. Seb. Edit. Set logo. Link. Image.
And you'll notice.
Actions available.
You'll notice it's replaced our definition screen with this web page. And let's check that it's searched for what I want it to. I'm going to just find the heading.
Search. Heading level 1. Search. Abstract entity. Search field. Double tap to edit.
So it's now has searched the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy for abstract entity. And as I say, the same thing will work on most websites. So just to recap, to add a website to terminology, you go to the website, search for anything, copy the URL of the search results page, and then go to back to terminology, go to that edit button, go to the add button and add the screen, paste the URL into the template edit field, and then replace whatever your search term was with left square bracket, term, right square bracket. And then that will add a link to the website to your terminology app so that you can quickly look up whatever term you've just typed in on that website. That's all for this podcast. I hope that you found this demonstration helpful. My name is Lisette Chaperonnier. Thank you for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.